Well, welcome back, everyone, to our Crossroads Church small group ministry. And we are continuing our journey through the book of Revelation. And now what we're doing in these sessions is we are explaining questions that have come from your very groups, by and large, one way or the other. And we dealt with, in our first session together, the explanation of the identity of the woman from Revelation chapter 12. And we clearly said, and we stated it with supporting scriptures and facts, that indeed the woman of Revelation 12 is the nation Israel. Now, there's another important character that you want to note, not one that we might particularly care for or like, but it's the dragon of Revelation 12, and that is what session 2 is about. And so, just like session 1, in order to unpack it, we want to direct our attention and set our focus on the 12th chapter of Revelation. And we'll start in verse 3, we'll go to verse 4, and we'll also include parts of verse 9. This is what we read. It says, "And another sign appeared." So the first sign was the woman, and the woman is representative of Israel. "Another sign," John says, "appeared in heaven. Behold, a great dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his heads 7 diadems." Verse 4, "His tail swept down 1/3 of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she bore her child, he might devour it." Now, jumping to verse 9, the first part of it, it says, "And the great dragon was thrown down," that ancient serpent, "who was called the devil and Satan." So, in just reading chapter 12 right there, we have a good understanding of who the dragon is, but you know, we have an objective for every one of these lessons, you know, to answer the question, what's the explanation? And so the explanation here is very clear here in Revelation 12. The dragon is Satan. No drum roll needed, okay? The dragon is Satan. And that is directly referenced there in verse 9. And so it's important that you and I know that as we're explaining all of this. So you could explain maybe that to somebody else and you could memorize that the Bible labels him that way. Now, about the dragon, okay, we want to give you some very interesting facts here about the dragon. First of all, Israel, the woman, as we mentioned in our previous study, this is the woman, Israel's mortal enemy. This is the number one enemy here of Israel. And really, the devil, Satan, he has just a hatred for Israel. You must realize that. And it should come of no surprise when you see people in the world, whether it be politics here or around the world or the nations, their outright hatred for evil has demonic roots. That is why it is very important for a believer in Jesus Christ to have a pro-Israel position, a pro-Israel worldview, because it's demonic, it's satanic to hate Israel. And we must see that's the root of that. Let's be very clear about it, okay? There it is. Now, another thing about the dragon, in addition to his hatred for Israel, is the dragon is referred to Satan here only in the book of Revelation. So that's exclusive to the book of Revelation, and that's important. I've mentioned before that the book of Revelation, again, it's a book unto itself, okay? It is the ultimate bookend of the Bible. And its description here of the devil being the dragon is limited here to this writing. Also, the dragon is referenced as being red in color, and red in the book of Revelation clearly here symbolizes bloodshed and disaster, destruction. And so those are not nice things to accompany your name, but that is described here for the dragon. Now, let's talk about the 7 heads. What does that mean, okay? Because that could be a whole lesson inside itself. Let's break it down here, and I'm going to read this to you, and we'll flash this on the screen as well so you could see it. So here it is. "The 7 heads with 7 diadems, those are royal crowns, and they symbolize 7 consecutive world empires running their course under Satan's sinister leadership." And take notice of these empires: Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome, and one day, the Antichrist's evil empire. See, since the fall in Genesis, the devil has ruled. He's been allowed to rule. He's the prince of this air, the Bible tells us. But that will one day come to an end. And when the seven trumpet sounds, that's when it's going to begin to truly unravel, not only for the Antichrist, but also for Satan himself. And so keep that in mind about the dragon, that attire that he has on his head, that crown he has on his head, what that symbolizes. And those seven heads symbolize the seven empires, okay? Now, we know that there will be a transferring of power and the Antichrist, Satan will allow the Antichrist to rule whatever empires are in existence, the 10 empires that are in existence at the end of time, and they will foolishly throw in and coalesce around the Antichrist's leadership. But obviously, that will come to an end, too. Now, here's another fact about the dragon. The dragon's sweeping tail. You might go, what are you talking about? The dragon has a sweeping tail. What does that refer to? Well, the dragon's sweeping tail and the descending stars symbolize, going back now in time, to Satan's fall. You might remember that Satan fell from heaven. And that is listed for us in Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 15, and Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 12 to 17, the fall of Lucifer. And with him, we're told in the scriptures that he took a percentage of angels with him, and that's the sweeping of the tail, that he takes these angels with him. The stars represent angels, okay? Now, another factor about the dragon that you want to take notice of. The dragon and Michael, the archangel, they will have a battle, and the devil, the dragon, will suffer defeat. It's really not much of a battle. Michael's going to, you know, really put a whooping on him, as the saying goes. And this, when will this take place, you might ask, okay? So let me back up. The fall of Lucifer, that's already happened. That's already taken place. Now, the dragon getting bounced out of heaven, essentially, that's going to happen midway at the tribulation. And Michael's going to throw him a beating and drop him out of heaven. Now, why is the devil allowed in heaven? Well, the Bible tells us that he's there day and night accusing the brethren. He's the accuser of the brethren. And so Michael's going to essentially bounce him out of heaven like a bouncer, okay? He's going to bounce him right out of heaven. And now the devil will come to the earth. Now, there's going to be a celebration because that is going to symbolize that we are getting close to the end, about 3.5 years close to the end, okay? Now, I want to read to you, it's not in your notes, but I want to read to you from Revelation chapter 12. A celebration is going to ensue in heaven. Listen to what it says in Revelation 12:10. This is after Michael, it says a war arose in verse 7, but now jumping to verse 10 after Michael throws him down to the earth, and his angels with him. This is what it says in verse 10. And John says, I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, now the salvation and the power of the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of the brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they have loved not their lives even unto death. Very powerful there. A celebration ensues. Now, as the devil is thrown down to earth, the dragon then, the devil, will attempt to attack the Jewish people in three specific ways. But all three attempts will fail because of God's covering. And so once the dragon is thrown to earth at that midway point, who does he pursue? He pursues Israel, the remnant. And the remnant then will flee, as we read and we saw last week. And so that's the dragon. Now, what's the expectation for you and I as we close? It's this. First, three things. Let us realize that the enemy opposes our obedience at every turn. You know, the same way the enemy opposed Israel here in Revelation chapter 12, and the same way the enemy has been present in all seven of those consecutive world empires, especially one day in the empire to come of the Antichrist, is the same way he opposes every believer today. The enemy opposes our obedience at every turn. That's why you should not be downtrodden if you walk with God and then all of a sudden maybe you take a step back because you fell into temptation or you're tempted and you think, what's going on here? You have to realize it has always been a part of the enemy's scheme, literally from day one, to oppose the people of God at every turn of their obedience. We saw it with the nation of Israel, and we see it in our own hearts and our own lives. Expectation number two, under no circumstances should we waver in our faithfulness to God, because he and we will ultimately be victorious over this evil reign of the dragon, of Satan, as portrayed here in Revelation 12. And then finally, this last expectation, God is always faithful to provide for his people. The same way he provided for Israel in the tribulation is the same way he will provide for you and me in our times of testing as well. Oh, the dragon is very powerful. He fell once, Lucifer fell once, and he will fall again. Michael will bounce him out of heaven, and he will come down in a state of desperation and look to wreak more havoc, and Israel will flee, but one day Israel and you and I will be victorious over the evil one. Until that day, let us again remember to be steadfast in our commitment, immovable because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we know here now the explanation of Revelation 12 in full now. From session one, the woman is Israel, the dragon is Satan. But a constant theme we see in Revelation 12, God is faithful. He's faithful because Jesus Christ, once again, along with his promises and his word, is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Let us walk in the confidence of those promises. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.